Hi, is this Gazzy?
No, this is Peggy.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's spelled wrong here, so my fault, Peggy. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a niece. Ever since she was a baby, she's having problems. She doesn't learn how to swallow or spit, so what she does, she coughs all day, and she goes around with a box of tissue so she can spit in it. She went to every doctor, and nothing helped. I don't know what else to do. The doctor says if she starts sucking on a hard piece of candy, that will retrain her how to swallow. And I guess she tried, but nothing helped. She's like going on 18 now, and it's, you know, it's getting miserable.
My goodness, ma'am. Let's see. This has been going on ever since she started to eat on her own, or did it start at an older age, or what?
Yes, ever since she was small. First, she had tubes in her ears, and it fell out over time, you know. I don't remember if it was at 5 years old. And then that's it. It's just like she something draining in her head because she's making a sound, you know. She just keep making that sound. She coughs, spits. And it's not a little bit of spit. It's a mouthful. So she go around, like I said, with boxes of tissue and a bag.
Well, I hear you. Now, what were the tubes doing in her ears, ma'am?
The tube, the doctor put them in there when she was born for to drain something. I'm not so sure. But it was in there from when she was born and, you know, till about 5 years old, I would say. They fell out. The doctor
I see.
Said they would come out on their own.
It wasn't because of ear infections then?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Does she happen to include cheese, milk, dairy products in her diet?
I think she eats cheese and milk, yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, ma'am, but I have to ask this for medical reasons. Does she happen to be African-American or some non-Caucasian ancestry?
Yeah, she's African-American, and too, she wasn't breastfed as a child either, so I don't know if that's a part of her problem too. I don't know.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it isn't generally publicized, but African-Americans, Asians, and other non-Caucasian ethnic groups simply do not tolerate milk and dairy very well at all. And one of the big things about milk and dairy in people who don't tolerate it is it causes all kinds of mucus formation all over the place. Now, some of us Caucasians have this problem. It's about a third of Caucasians, but it's a whole lot more in the African-American and Asian populations. In fact, in Asia, it's 90%. I have worked with people who have been all stuffed and clogged for 30 years who happen to be either African-American or Asian, who just simply stopped all the milk and all the dairy products and read all the labels to make sure there was no added milk or dairy. And what do you know? Much of the mucus just drained away. Now, I'm not going to tell you that for sure is going to work for her, just simply because nothing works for everybody. But I am going to tell you that I've worked with a number of Asians and African Americans who got rid of clog problems by just giving up milk and dairy, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we will try that because, you know, they never recommend that.
Well, of course not, because you can't prescribe anything there and you can't make any money on it, can you, by not eating milk and dairy?
No. Okay. Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
We'll, okay, doctor. Thank you very much.